Hello, this is Jordan.
Hi, it's Kate.
It's the Jared.
It's Kale from the Youth Critic.
And we're doing the road show. Haven't done one of these in a while, but we've got a chance to record another one. And we're actually going to a Film Bar Monday at, where's this place again?
Mac McGee's in Decatur.
You want to hold the mic?
I guess. Make me do work.
I'm the one driving here.
You're making me do work.
The host has to drive.
I'm the navigator.
And I'm Jared.
And he's eating fries.
And I'm eating fries.
So, as usual, we're going to be talking about the film industry and talking about films to come out, TV shows, and everything like that. We have Kale with us, who usually does reviews, so it's kind of nice to have him along with us for once.
Hooray!
So, what are you guys excited for in October? We're halfway through it, but what are you guys excited to see? I'm ready for Stranger Things.
Stranger Things!
Yeah, that's the only thing left to us that's the most anticipated.
Well, there's also Thor.
But that's in November.
November? I thought it was in October. Anyway,
get your date straight.
It's close enough for them to start putting out reviews.
They already have.
I know. That's what gets me. But we actually met someone from Stranger Things Season 2 last week at the last film bar we went to. He was part of the special effects. And then someone we know, one of my professors, actually her boyfriend is the lighting for Stranger Things Season 2. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited for it. I'm so ready.
I've kind of, rewatched the entire season one these past few weeks, just kind of, over and over and, memorizing everything, just to kind of, I'm so stoked for season two.
Did anyone watch the final trailer a couple weeks ago?
Yes. No.
I did, yes.
I haven't.
So good.
I'm hyped. I'm really stoked for it.
That's the thing, it's become a phenomenon, because even though it's only a couple episodes, it's so well done, you know?
Okay, so I was reading this article on the kids. The oldest one is 16.
Uh-huh.
So, are they still doing making them look like they're...
No, no. Time has actually lapsed in the show that equals the amount of time that has lapsed since the last show came out. That way the kids age naturally.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
that's why they're in the Ghostbusters outfit during Halloween.
Because chronologically, that would be the year that Ghostbusters came out.
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
That was not right.
What?
It's Ghostbusters! Woo!
I'm sorry, listeners. You just got yelled at.
You do not mess with me in Ghostbusters. Okay. Or Jurassic Park. Or okay. Jaws. Or
speaking of Jurassic Park, did you guys see the new trailer out for the Jurassic Lost World? Or not Lost World? Whatever. The new movie.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a trailer.
Yeah, I watched it this morning, and they don't give you much. They just show the people in it, and there's only one shot that kind of lingers on, and it's Chris Pratt wrapped around wherever the girl is with a gun tucked underneath him.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah, but there's no dinosaurs in it. In the trailer.
It's the Lost Kingdom, that's why.
There's no dinosaurs in the Jurassic Park trailer.
Oh, I don't know if I told you guys this. My biology lab professor looks like John Hammond. legit.
Wow. Really? Dinosaur DNA.
And he acts just like him, but more high-pitched.
Nice.
I love it. I tell him this, you're my favorite teacher.
So what do you guys think about the trailers you've seen for Thor so far?
I've been impressed.
Jeff Goldblum.
I
Loki.
Loved it. Up till this most recent trailer. Sorry, I'm eating fries.
Well, which one? The one from Comic-Con or the...
The one that they revealed the woman.
Valkyrie?
Valkyrie, that's her.
Yeah.
In full Valkyrie? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the way that they showed the trailer, it's obvious that she's going to have a big impact in the story. But to me, it kind of took away from the whole, this is Thor's quote-unquote farewell. Because... I believe they said that they're not going to be doing another Thor movie after this. This is the end of Asgard.
But they are going to be doing another Ant-Man. They're doing Black Panther. They are planning Black Panther 2. And they are planning the third Guardians of the Galaxy, which, according to James Gunn, may be what is the last movie of the entire set after Infinity Wars. And maybe the start of the next set of Marvel movies.
That's correct. There's going to be a whole MCU version of the cosmic universe.
Which I think is great, because if they end in Infinity Wars, they can retire Iron Man, they can retire Captain America, they retire these people that don't translate well into space, and then you can keep the characters that are still fresh, like, you know, Doctor Strange and everything like that, because they travel into space like that, and they work really well. Also, if they do a Spider-Man, you can get the Agent Venom, which is part of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I hope they do Agent Venom. I love Agent Venom.
But there's so much stuff that they can do that goes lends itself to space, because X-Men's now done with Logan, and you have Infinity Wars ending up all the main characters here, but you have all these side characters that, like, would work so well. Also, have you guys seen New Mutants, the trailer for that?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I have. It's been, I really like it. The only problem I have with it is, if you take out Marvel and you take out New Mutants, it's just a basic horror movie trailer. Because it has all the sound bites, all the...
Which, is that a bad thing, though? It's going to be a horror X-Men movie.
I guess.
For TV?
I
mean,
no, it's a movie. It's a movie.
Oh.
I guess, but it just looks like what you would think is a Jason Blum horror movie, which, nothing wrong with Jason Blum horror movies. I mean, we got Split and Get Out this year, but the thing is, I still kind of feel like, you know, maybe just, like, change the color palette a little bit.
Now, I agree with that, but I also think that because he's had so much success and that all of his movies so far have been so phenomenal, this may be a good output for the X-Men series to kind of continue on if they're kind of done with the way they've been doing. Because the ones they've been doing are very big and verbose, and they keep getting bigger and bigger as the rest of the Marvel Universe gets big. But we need that little, the side projects like Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man and all those, like, little ones, they do really well, but they give us a chance to explore different genres.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I know I'm talking, like, basically, like, I'm speaking, like, as, like, a member of the film group, but I think everyone agrees that the side stories that we've gotten so far from the X-Men universe have been more progressively interesting than something like X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
Where it looks more enticing than something that we're going to get, like, Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. I want a Nightcrawler side story. He's always been my favorite X-Men.
Yeah.
See, like, my whole thing is like, I'm not an X-Men fan. The only reason why I've ever, like, liked the X-Men is because of Logan. Only reason. Like, but I love Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman is one of my favorite Broadways and actors, like, Hollywood actors.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why I followed him into some of the X-Men movies. See, like, his origin story, Wolverine, loved that movie. Even
you
though
like
it,
X-Men Origins.
You like X-Men
I loved it.
Oh, God.
Okay, now, hold on, Rob. Which one is worse? Okay, now, granted, they're good films, but which one's worse? X-Men Origin Wolverine? Because they were supposed to do other X-Men Origins, and they didn't do them. Or
the Nightcrawler movie.
Or just Wolverine by itself.
Are you talking about Japan?
That was a Japan one. Which one's worse? Japan?
No, X-Men Origins by, like, a landslide.
Japan or badly done Deadpool and teleporting Will.i.am?
Origins.
Origins worse.
I liked it. I thought, but then again, I watched it when I was, like, 14 and I was just getting into the superhero stuff. Because my...
I was 14 when I saw that movie and I still thought it sucked.
Yes.
See, like, my main thing when it comes to, like, superhero stuff, I'm a Batman person.
Jesus.
Okay, before we get off the thing, by the way, the video game is just as shit as the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I played all the way through the video game. It looked so cool at the beginning. It was such a humongous letdown. Like,
oh
my God.
The Wolverine video game.
It was a bigger letdown than Batman Arkham Asylum's final boss.
Yeah.
But, like, anyways, I'm a Batman person. I don't like Superman. I definitely do not like Wonder Woman. People are going
to
hate me.
Welcome to Wonderland.
Welcome to Twitter.
But it's like, I didn't grow up like that. I grew up with Joker,
Am
Batman,
I gonna drive the
Penguins.
Entire way with the sun in my eyes?
Probably. But, like, and then when I started dating this dork,
hey,
Jordan.
I'm a DC
and
Marvel fan.
I got more into...
And Dark Horse. Shout out to Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen the thing for the new Hellboy?
No.
What? Oh, the it's reveal.
It's the guy from Stranger Things. The
oh, yeah, that's Harper. Right.
David Harbour in makeup, yeah. Right?
He looks yeah, amazing.
Yeah. It looks very similar to the, what we got
isn't
in
the OG Hellboy, like, mentoring him?
Yeah, he yeah. is. They're working together. He's, like, mentoring him all the acting and the way to behave.
And now I'm psyched.
Yeah. And then there's also that other movie that's coming out that's been hinted at, kind of, like, looks like it may be the Abraham, like, prequel. Because it looks just like him. You guys seen that?
No.
From the water, whatever. It's, like...
The Shape of Water?
The Death Girl?
Yes, yes.
That's not related to the Hellboy universe
at all. It looks like it should be.
No.
No, that's not. I promise. I
promise.
Are you
like
talking about
be.
The one with the deaf woman?
Yeah.
She fucks him in the end!
I know,
but
she's
mute.
It looks like
spoilers,
she...
Kay.
It
You're
looks
supposed
like
to do
they
a spoiler
be.
Warning.
Spoilers! I don't give a fuck
it's
at this
on
point.
Poster.
Well, speaking of DC, I guess, then, have you guys seen the latest trailer for the
Justice League?
Justice League.
I
think it's going to be better than everybody's going to think, but it's not going to be great.
It looks so much more fun to watch than
the
first trailer.
The map. Mm-hmm.
Location.
I like how Aquaman's become the new Thor.
I know, Aquaman looks so much more fun. Okay. And then Cyborg and his CGI looks a little better for some reason now. Like, as they've gone more trailers.
I mean, they can't do worse than Smallville.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, as they were some
I like Smallville.
More trailers.
With the CGI.
Yeah,
he looks less
bad.
And less like someone stuck Legos to the side of him. speaking of DC, also there's hints of the new Titan TV show, which is going to be concluded. It's going to be like the next step in the Arrowverse for CW.
Wait, they're going to bring in the Teen Titans?
I have no idea what the road's doing right here.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet.
TNT.
I was super excited. They have to do something.
Okay.
So I hope it's so dark.
In Supergirl, so I learned the actual order of how to watch it. It's super long. I'll explain it one day. But essentially, it's Arrow, Flash, Arrow, Flash, Arrow, Flash, Arrow, Flash, Heroes of Tomorrow, whatever, and back and forth. And then Supergirl at the end with her season. And then this show, Titans, is going to be the next part of the storyline. If you were watching chronological order. And
right.
So they've already hinted at... They've already shown Nightwing.
Nice!
They've already shown Wasp. They've already shown Martian Manhunter's daughter.
Who's going to play Starfire?
Actually, that's a black girl.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's weird as shit. I'm not saying it's bad. She may do wonderful. I'm not saying that's because anything about her race. I'm just saying because that character is not. She's orange. She's not.
She's not even like a human color. She's like more orange than Trump.
Orange and purple.
She's orange than a Cheeto.
She's like Trump's daughter.
That's gonna be interesting.
Hey, watch it.
He's orange.
He does not produce orange.
But they just announced Beast
that
Boy.
That would be something.
They announced Beast Boy, and we got to see one glimpse of him. And they did announce Raven, who Raven's actually going to be younger. Her actress is, I think, 14 or 15?
15.
I'm okay with this.
But
that means in 2 years we get to see the...
But I think what they're going for is...
Trigon.
Yeah, they're recruiting certain people at different ages, so that way when they do story arcs, they happen staggered instead of all happening at once with them all being the same age. I think that's what they're going for there, because Nightwing is obviously older. He seems to be almost 20 at this point, or maybe 18 or around that age.
But Nightwing and Starfire are going to still be in the relationship,
yes,
right?
Yeah, probably, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, if they're not, the fans are going to riot.
Oh, the fans are going to go ballistic. But
they literally hooked up at the end of Star Wars.
It will be every person in the full Teen Titans roster except for Cyborg.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought of a bad
Cyborg
thought.
Is a part of the DC Cinematic Universe, and they don't want to include him.
Great.
Because if you notice, the only person in the DC cinematic and TV show is the Flash. He's the only one that's going to go back and forth. They also got Speedy and Arsenal for the show. But
they're one in the same room.
They've transferred him to, you know what I mean? Like, he's now Arsenal.
Oh, I can't wait to see Lex Luthor, like, blow off his arm.
Yeah.
That's going to be cool.
I realize it's already happened or something like
that. Yeah, that'd be cool because it'll be Jesse Eisenberg.
But, Lex Luthor blows off Speedy's arm and he becomes Arsenal because he no longer uses the bow.
So I wonder, since this is grown-up Dick Grayson, I wonder if they're going to bring in Damian Wayne.
That's what I've been wondering, too. If so, please, for the love of God, let him have a samurai sword. Because he's supposed to have one.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Do you need help?
What?
Do you need help going over?
No, I'm good. So
I just thought of something.
What's that?
Just like the talking about Trump and his Cheeto face. I wonder if his sperm's his Cheetos, then. That would be beautiful.
Yeah, we took a left
turn. Just to go back, I am also not happy about the palette swap with Starfire.
I'm not,
because just saying, we already have the Wasp. And yeah,
exactly.
I was actually hoping that we would get the Wasp-Cyborg relationship, because that's cool.
That was a good one.
So I'm a little disappointed, but I'm excited to see where this goes.
Well, they've also talked about they're going to have the Hive, and they're going to have...
They're going to have Brother Blood.
They're going to have Brother Blood, oh, and they're going to have the League of Villains and Slade.
Yeah, Slade's going to be in there.
They're all there.
Jared's a super happy boy. Oh, if they bring in Red X, I'm done.
Red X has been hinted at as well.
I'm done.
So what I think we need to do in order to get ready for this is we need to go through Arrow, Flash... Oh, you gotta go through the whole series, I guess.
And then you get through the entire series of Teen Titans again for the sixth time.
So, that's exciting.
So, moving on from DC and everything else, what are you guys most excited for Christmas?
Christmas? Movie-wise?
Not the movies.
Why?
If it's a holiday film, I'm not watching it. If it's not a holiday
film... Baby, we should watch Bad Mom's Christmas!
I wonder, since it's coming out
November
1st... Hey,
John, you
want
to come over to my house the day that Kate wants to go watch this movie?
I wonder if you guys notice, it comes out November 1st, so I wonder if they're going to have any Tuesday night screenings on Halloween.
Probably.
Bad Mom's Christmas.
No, they had one, they're having one on this Thursday.
Oh,
Where
they made another Madea Boo movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just for those who like Madea, what's wrong with you? But yeah, they made another movie.
Please quit watching them.
Tyler Perry's not good.
Geostorm deserved it.
He was good.
More.
No.
God, yes.
What?
Geostorm deserves it more than Tyler Perry.
Do you mean Day After Tomorrow Part 2?
Yeah, but
was
it's way funnier.
How was it?
2012 Part 3?
Okay. Let's just say...
I watched a part of it because I went to go see,
Oh, no, you didn't watch enough of it.
What did I go see? Oh, I went and saw The Foreigner with Jackie Chan.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of snuck in because I forgot which theater I was going into. And I kind of looked at it and I was just like, what the fuck is this? I walked out and I went to my movie.
You walk in and egg's been cooking, you walk out. I wonder why that egg was cooking.
Dude, oh my god, that movie it's amazing. Not in a great way, I should mind you. It's not art at all, but it's amazing in the best, like, stupid, fun way possible. Like, it is so stupid that, I mean, that halfway through, you're just going, yep, I'm like, watching a girl, and I'm watching two people in a car chase. While they're kidnapping the president, while also lightning is striking down, hitting everything around them.
That's
okay. So, what is with movies getting political this year? Because I watch movies and TV shows. Because I watched Will and Grace, the new season that they just came out with, and oh my god, it was so political. It was cringy.
To be fair to Geostorm, they were ahead of the time because they shot this movie like 2 or 3 years ago.
That's true.
Oh, really? I didn't
yeah,
know that.
This is a movie that's been on the shelf for like a year.
What's funny to me is we had this long era of black presidents in film, which I think is great because of Obama. But now all those films feel weird. Where it's just like, we have a Cheeto as our president. Are they going to, like, are we going to have the
Cheeto sperm?
Chester the Cheetah gonna be filling in roles. Like how do you switch back after that?
You just don't.
It's weird. It feels more natural to have a black president in films now.
Sorry?
The map.
Do what Kingsman did and have Rick Scott as your governor, Rick Scott as your president, and make a big joke out of it.
That was so funny. I loved it. No, but like seriously, because I was watching, I watched Will and Grace, and it was just kind of like.
What's her time on recording?
I don't know.
I want to keep track of how long we've been going.
Well, obviously, 20 minutes.
Oh, really? Okay.
And like, and then I watched The Purge election year, obviously, and then American Horror Story Cult, which is okay. They did a very interesting take on
The whole history story was good.
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story, apparently the whole episode, the whole season revolves around a cult that started because of Cheeto President.
That's so disrespectful to our president. But then again,
he will tweet me if there's an issue.
Who cares?
By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Shaggy7089.
Yep. I just deleted my Twitter, so I really don't give a fuck.
Jared's never been there.
I found out today I'm German.
The follows the devs.
You're very proud of that. You're very proud of that.
It's interesting.
Being somewhat German is really cool.
Well, I always knew
I can attest to that.
I always knew I was Native American. And I knew I was Scottish. But then I went back 10 generations this morning, but I'm hella German.
To be fair, everyone's pretty much Native American somehow.
Sometimes.
We're all Native American somehow.
Well, I'm a good bit, like.
He's like half.
Hey, he's a fair bit.
I'm a fair bit.
Wow.
I'm enough to have a card in my pocket.
See, like, I'm like an eighth. Which I think a fourth you have to be carded.
For our listeners, I'm still driving into the sun. For the love of God, it hurts.
He's so being a baby.
Off of exit 91.
91?
Yeah, 91.
42.
If you can see it, 91.
I can't see shit.
I can see it. Don't worry. I will be your eyes.
This is the only podcast you'll listen to that's actually recorded while driving to a location.
Blinded.
So who's excited for Murder on the Orient Express?
Yes, I am.
I heard that there's actually it's not following the book in its entirety. There's gonna be two or good. Three different twists.
What a twist!
What a twist!
Good. Didn't Sidney Lumet's movie from the 70s follow the book very closely?
Yes. Yeah, I read all about that. Thanks, Arms.
Thank you, Professor Arms, for spoiling everything.
No, it's terrible, though. I read most of Lumet, and I was like, because they wrote a book. I was like, yeah, this guy's really weird. And my professor looked at me, I'm like, what? It's like, it's a girl. Ah! Didn't pick up on that at all. My bad.
Oh, okay, cool.
Do you mean words are supposed to be feminized if a woman is writing them?
No, because at no point in there do they reference to themselves in any shape or form as male or female. And I didn't know much about the movie, and it's just Sidney Lumet. It's me, a guy or girl. So I just kept using the he pronouns, and I'm like, sounds like a he.
You're supposed to use,
non-gendered
issues.
No one corrected me until halfway through the class.
You should have used non-gendered. You're going to offend somebody.
I know I offend people. I offend people all the time.
That's why I love you.
Welcome to my podcast.
Speaking of Murder on the Orient Express, we're doing a 70mm presentation, but not in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Only in New York and LA are they doing the 70mm engagements, which ticks me off. Because I would really love to see this in 70mm.
That would be really nice. I'm just excited that it looks nice. It looks well done.
Okay, my whole
poster looks incredible.
That mustache, though.
My whole thing is A-listers in the movie.
But here's the thing.
Johnny Depp.
He's a side
character.
Love
the man to death.
He's a side character where he belongs.
But just
here's
old. Stop. I love you, but stop.
Stop being in movies.
Yes.
Which one?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
He's a great actor. He just needs to stay a side character where he belongs right now.
Where are you?
That's why the first Pirates of the Caribbean is obviously the best one.
I can't
one,
see anything. Because
Jack Sparrow is a side character.
I can't see where I'm going.
You said 91, right?
91.
We're at 102.
Okay, yeah, so you got a ways.
I
just watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for the very first time the other day.
The Tim Burton movie?
Yeah, the Tim Burton movie. Oh my God, Johnny, what is wrong with you?
He was crazy.
I gotta be Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson was this way.
I was just a baby. Stop! No.
He just bases all of his characters off of musicians.
Probably so. He was a musician.
Okay, but
it's true.
He. This is my opinion. Do not hate. His best role that he's ever done was Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Jack Sparrow in the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
I will give you that one. He was good in the first Pirates of the Caribbean, but that was Disney.
He was a side character.
Never forget the character he played in Nightmare on Elm Street.
That character didn't live long enough for us to really know what's going on there.
Ooh, he was hot.
Or what's the one that was
asshole, go.
I'm still being blinded.
His last name.
We're at 101.
Oh, 101.
If you're wondering what's happening, they're talking in the back seat.
And then he was also in it was Heath Ledger's last movie.
The Imaginarium of
Dr. Paul. Oh yeah.
That was a freaky ass thing, but I loved
it. That's Terry Gilliam for you.
It was so freaking strange, but I loved it because it was strange and it embraced the strangeness.
Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Yeah.
That's the one.
So it was strange.
No,
it had a doctor in it.
Directed by Terry Gilliam.
Ba-da-da-dum.
Dum-dum.
Has anyone excited for Coco, the new Disney Pixar movie?
I am. Oh, yeah,
she's ready for that.
I'm a Diz nerd. Proud of it. Like, I'm a Diz nerd. I can't wait to go to Disney World. I've never been to Disney World.
You've never been to Disney World?
I've been telling you guys this for months.
You're right.
This is the first I've heard.
Jared, the way you said that, it sounded like you're about to start to a musical.
You've never been to Disney World? Disney World? Disney World? We've never been to Disney World.
You love it.
I'm so excited.
We're
hoping to go for my 21st birthday.
For Disney World.
So I'm going to have a cocktail while I'm going on a ride.
You're right.
Nice.
When I was in Florida, we had the season pass and we lived 40 minutes from there, so I don't give two craps about Disney because I've been there probably 47 times.
If you go to Disney World on your 21st, I mean, you get trashed, and then you get on the Small World. Well, you have an existential crisis.
It's a small world after all.
You just had an existential crisis on that ship.
Like, you guys have no... I'm probably going to get tickets to go see Nightmare Before Christmas. That's coming back to theaters.
Oh, nice.
I'm so excited.
Nice.
That's, like, my movie.
So... I think we're dancing around this, but what about Star Wars?
I'm so
happy with the new trailer, and I am so happy it's gonna be dark.
Carrie Fisher.
I want it to be dark.
I know. Carrie Fisher's gone.
Did anyone find it interesting, though, that, and I have not talked to anyone about this.
She's in the center of the poster, by the way.
Yes, I love that.
But did anyone find it interesting that we're watching, like, him, like... Kylo Ren, like, almost attempt to kill his mother, like, how it's edited, and then it's go, this Christmas.
This Christmas,
Kylo Ren finishes off his family and becomes Batman.
I thought of something completely different when you guys said this Christmas. This Christmas, I gave you my heart.
We would like to apologize to the listeners for King.
I'm very tired. I've had a very shitty day.
It's been a really long day.
So... I just want booze and some good beggars.
And mash. She's talking about food, by the way.
Irish food. And I'm kind of hyped up on sugar at the moment, so.
Yeah, she is.
What's that supposed to mean?
But the new Star Wars, do you guys notice the point where they edited it so that it looks like she's reaching out to Kylo Ren?
Yes.
Asking what's her destiny, essentially? If you notice and look at that, they're in two different locations, and they're not actually standing next to each other.
I know, but still, like, it's a good indicator of be prepared for some bold stuff to happen. Be prepared for bold ideas.
I honestly want, like...
And things to change. Oh, Jordan, get off of exit 295A.
95A?
Yeah, my route changed.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw it out there.
It's saving us 6 minutes.
I kind of want Rey to go down the same path that Mace Windu did. Where she gets taught for the dark side and then returns to the Jedi.
Yeah, this is 96.
Because that's what made Mace Windu a great, like, outside of the second movie.
Just stay in this lane.
Fifth movie. Outside of that, all the lore behind Mace Windu, he is the biggest badass you have ever seen in your life.
Oh yeah, he learned the dark side just so he could balance himself out. Because he's too far good.
He can't, he figured out, I can't balance the universe if I just be on one side. I have to be on both sides.
That's why he has the purple lightsaber.
Also, fun fact, the reason why General Grievous coughs is because Mace Windu does a Sith technique, the Force Crush, on him.
Yep.
Force Crush is one.
That's why.
Wait, did you say 95B or A?
95A.
Okay, you might want to be on the other
side. So, I'm hoping for some...
Just get over, like, one.
I'm hoping for it to be old. That's exactly what I want. I want a little bit of dark side.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's
also a little bit of dark side.
They're not
the universe.
They're not the Jedi Knights anymore. They're something else. I mean,
the Grey Jedis.
Yeah, the Grey Force, because it is the last Jedi. Because
Luke
will be the last one. So I need to get over here now.
Yeah, you might want to get over here.
Over
actually,
here now?
No,
over
right
here.
Stay here.
What?
Oh, stay, God. Jordan. Stay.
You said A, he needs to be over there. This is B.
Yes, I'm saying stay right here.
Okay.
Again, anyway. The only podcast I listen to that's actually record while driving.
While driving and while the driver's blind.
Yeah, fuck the sun.
Nah, please don't do that. That's just, that'll burn your, yeah.
That'll come back to haunt us.
Should I have turned off there?
No.
No, stay here.
No, you're right where you're going. I'm actually looking at the map and I can tell where it's going.
Okay.
I can tell where
so,
we're going.
So, anything else we want to talk about before we wrap this up?
Does anyone care about Daddy's Home 2?
No.
Good.
Yeah?
Exit here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Oh, we're going over
Spaghetti Junction. If you live in Atlanta, you know where that is. And you know right now at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this place is hell.
I can't remember. Does Baby Driver feature this Spaghetti Junction?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I love Baby Driver.
Baby Driver is awesome because it's actually filmed here in Atlanta and it doesn't make Atlanta look like somewhere else.
Yeah, it doesn't make Atlanta look like New York or Los Angeles or...
Because it doesn't look like
Atlanta.
Yeah. I am happy with the movies going, you know what, we should set this film in Atlanta. But why? Because we're filming in Atlanta? Oh, you got a point there.
Jamie Foxx requested that it be filmed in Atlanta. Because this is his home.
No, it's the tax incentives.
Well, it's tax incentives, but still, it's a pretty location and it worked for the story.
And I think, wasn't Ant-Man going to originally be in Atlanta anyway?
Yes.
It
was.
Even with Edgar Wright, directing?
I think they may be setting it in Atlanta for the second one. Or at least filming here in Atlanta.
I hope so. I mean, they could go on a road trip, like a Bonnie and Clyde road trip.
We're going on a trip,
on
a little rocket ship, through the sky, the lights. I'm sorry, that's been scarred in my brain. All right.
In 5 miles, or 4.5 miles, get off of 39A.
Okay, well, this seems like a good time to wrap it up. So, Kate, if you will open up my phone and get ready to hit the stop record button. Okay. So, this has been Jordan.
This has been Kate.
Not Jared.
Kale, the youth critic.
And we'll talk to you again next time we take a road trip together. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.